702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
23 minutes after 8 o'clock, let's catch up with news from elsewhere in the world. Adam, let's start with these Russian spies in Germany. They're accused of sabotaging efforts to support Ukraine.
Yes, skullduggery afoot. Two alleged spies arrested in Bavaria. The two men described as dual German-Russian nationals. They're suspected of planning to sabotage German military aid to Ukraine. Germany is the second largest donor of military aid to Kyiv. In fact, it could even become the largest if America doesn't vote through its $60 billion aid bill. And in fact, I think they're voting tomorrow. But the two men, described as German-Russian nationals, named only as Dieter S. and Alexander J., because that's how they do things in Germany, they are suspected of plotting an explosion, arson, maintaining contact with Russian intelligence. Dieter S. is also thought to have fought with a Russian-backed group in eastern Ukraine, which is not necessarily a crime in itself, but a clue to the psychology, if nothing else. It's a big thing in Germany, this, because the idea of having two spies afoot and derailing, I mean, almost literally, aid to Ukraine, it plays into quite a lot of political circles.
48 victims of a nightclub blaze in Ireland. Will they get justice, Adam?
Well, they've had a kind of justice, I suppose you could argue, in that they've got somewhere after 43 years. So this is a nightclub blaze at the Stardust nightclub. It's been known as the Stardust Fire in Ireland. And in 1981, soon after, at the tribunal and an inquiry, it was basically found that it had been arson that started the fire, and 48 victims, 48 deaths, and a number of people injured. And somehow the finger pointed at them for having started the fire deliberately. There have been reviews and counter-reviews and challenges, and here we are finally with a decision that says, no, it wasn't. The problem was the fire started, but that the nightclub itself had locked windows, locked doors. People had nowhere to escape. Some people were trampled as they tried to get out. We know that. And so, I mean, why it's taken 43 years to essentially exonerate the victims of the very fire itself is beyond me, but they've got there finally. And I don't know if they're going to press charges, but certainly the families of the victims and some of the injured who were there that night are now saying relief at last that somehow the shadow has been taken off their heads.
Do you have a tattoo, Adam Gilchrist? And if you chose to have one, could it be the name of someone near and dear?
Isn't that a lovely idea? I know some people have absolutely done it. Excuse me. But especially after death. So here we have the lead singer of Metallica choosing to remember his late friend and fellow rock legend Lemmy from Motorhead. The Motorhead singer died, 9 years ago. James Hetfield of Metallica has had an Ace of Spades, one of the famous Motorhead hits, tattooed inside an iron cross, excuse me, inked onto his middle finger. And yes, in the video, he is giving us the finger. But it's okay. He's giving it as proof that he's had it done. But get this. The Metallica man used a pinch of Lemmy's ashes mixed in with the ink. So he has been Lemmied. I don't think I've ever heard of an ashes to ashes tattoo before. Metallica famously covered the Motorhead song Overkill. So you wonder if there's a bit of a theme there. Is this a kind of overkill? I actually think it's rather touching. And in the world of heavy rock / heavy metal, touching isn't always the thing, is it really?
A bromance that will touch the hearts of many metal fans. We'll leave it there. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's Worldview.